there have been a number of leaflets. One of the most controversial ones was one which many people have seen, with a split page, and at the top it was pictures of women in burqas, and underneath it was pictures of a 1950s street party for the coronation. And it said something along the lines of, is this how you want Britain to become? Another one blaming Muslims for drugs and drug-related crime. So it just a variety of different leaflets of that nature, really.
And with regard to the race hate laws, what is the problem with those?
Problem is twofold, really. One is that it's under the Public Order Act that these incitement to racial hatred offences have been created, which means that an offence has to be committed in public. So if you were to put leaflets through someone's door, that probably wouldn't count. Distributing leaflets in the street, obviously, is easier to prosecute under the Public Order Act. Second problem is that there's a very strict test under the Public Order Act, and there are good reasons for that. It's a question of protecting freedom of expression. You can't be prosecuted for simply saying something that people find offensive, and obviously it's important that the law protects people's right to say things which other people might find difficult. But the test is so high that you have to show that you are intending to stir up racial hatred, or that racial hatred will be stirred up. Now, that's actually quite a difficult thing to prove to the criminal standard, which is beyond reasonable doubt. So even when cases have been prosecuted, the authorities have found it very difficult to actually get convictions. There have been several cases where there were hung juries or simply acquittals. What the Crown Prosecution Service do is they only prosecute cases where they think there's a reasonable prospect of conviction. That's a code that they follow for all crimes. They're now coming under fire for being too cautious, and people are saying that even if the chances of conviction are maybe not 50%, they should still be acting just to be seen to be taking a tough stance, and because of the deterrent effect that might have. The second thing is the law itself, as you pointed out, and some people are calling for the law to be opened up so that it's more feasible, really, to get convictions. People are questioning whether there's any point in having a law that protects people from racial hatred if it's so difficult to ever prove that anybody has committed that offence. Obviously, there is a problem with freedom of expression, and that's the reason the law does make it so difficult to show that somebody has incited racial hatred. It's not an easy balance to strike, the balance between protecting people from racial hatred and violence and the important right to freedom of expression. And I think that's something that's going to be talked about increasingly over the coming weeks.
And will that be talked about just in the media, or will we see the BNP in court, either civil or criminal?
Well, it's looking increasingly likely that there might be civil action against the BNP. We saw the Commission for Equality and Human Rights last week give them 30 days to quite significantly change their constitution and membership criteria, or else face legal action in the civil courts. On the criminal side, as far as I'm aware, there aren't any prosecutions underway at the moment, but some fairly high-profile people, including one judge that we spoke to, has made complaints about some of the material the BNP have been distributing, and it seems not implausible that prosecutors might look again at the stance they've taken on some of this material, and in the interest of being seen to be acting, if not because they're likely to get a conviction, that there might be some prosecutions in the criminal courts.